Now, a greenhouse in Park Falls is growing tomatoes, carrots, lettuce, and community. It's called the Flambeau River Community Growing Center, and it offers programs to area residents and local schools. Mike Geiger has been with the project since the beginning. He's a PhD candidate in the Department of Horticulture at UW-Madison, and he was the lead UW collaborator with the Flambeau River Community Growing Center. Mike, welcome to Central Time.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, tell us, how did this all get started?
So this project got started really through some grassroots organizing, and some folks up in Park Falls started talking about an idea to try to promote community, promote healthiness amongst the community, and a healthy environment. And when they started talking about their ideas about how to do that, more people started getting interested, and eventually I got involved with those folks. So after a few meetings of talking amongst ourselves and realizing some of the goals we wanted to achieve, we had way more ideas than we could ever accomplish, and realized we needed to acquire some financial support in order to put some of those ideas into action.
And you're a horticulturalist, and you're from that part of the state, so this is kind of a dream project for you in some ways.
It is, yeah. Yes. Absolutely.
So tell us what you mentioned, the goals of the growing center there. What are you trying to accomplish?
Yeah. So like I said, we were hoping to promote some community organizing and use horticultural or gardening activities to invigorate the healthiness and get people focused on the local food system and how they can engage in that local food system.
So what does this look like now? This is a greenhouse, is that right?
Yeah. So back in 2013, when the idea was coming together, we worked on a proposal for the Wisconsin Idea Baldwin Endowment, which was approved and everything was looking good. And by the fall, we were able to begin construction and planning for our programming. So the construction included a small greenhouse on a half-acre lot and the development of a garden surrounding that greenhouse.
As I understand it, building a greenhouse in that part of northern Wisconsin is a bit different than doing it down here in the Southlands. Oh, it's got to be able to stand up to a lot more snow.
Absolutely, yeah. It's a pretty amazing structure up there, and we also liked that in making it stand up to the environment up there, it also is kind of a showpiece in that community.
We're talking to Mike Geiger. He's with the Flambeau River Community Growing Center, a project in Park Falls. So what does the community do? How do they make use of this greenhouse and the facilities there?
Yeah, so there's kind of two different programs that we could organize our operations into, one being our educational programming. So we have hosted all kinds of workshops, which are sort of one-off learning opportunities that focus on demonstration and hands-on activities, and those are completely open to the public. This spring, we actually trialed a Gardening 101 class, and that was a six-series gardening short course, and we sort of geared that towards a younger audience because our workshops were really reaching more of the adult population, and we wanted to start to bring some of the youth into it.
So I think you mentioned partnerships earlier. I imagine the schools, who all is involved in this?
Right. So I should have mentioned that. In our development of this project, one thing I think that's made it really successful is its collaborative nature. And It's been made possible by the collaboration by two local schools, the Chequamegon Area School District, a local private school called St. Anthony's, the Flambeau River Paper Mill, UW Extension in Price County, and then also UW-Madison.
What's been the response from the community?
It's been really positive. Everybody up there has been inspired, motivated, and feeling like they can start to make change in their community.
Now, what's actually getting grown in the greenhouse? Apart from, we mentioned metaphorically, community, yeah. But what actual plants are getting grown there?
All kinds. So at the other end of our programming is plant cultivation. And in the spring, we grow seedlings for later transplant into gardens. And so over the last 3 years, we've been able to grow thousands of seedlings, anywhere from vegetables to ornamentals and all in between. So tomatoes, broccoli, peppers, leafy greens, really anything and everything that we can get into the dirt. In addition to the seedlings, we've been growing greenhouse vegetables, and we grow those in containers, in bags, on benches, hydroponically, really trying to grow things in new ways and demonstrate how we're growing things, how people can grow things in new ways. And then we've also grown lots of vegetables outside in raised beds and containers, and this year we're going to try out some straw bales.
As you mentioned, one of the goals is healthier eating. So is that food grown in there and in the seedlings? Is part of the project to work with people to cook it and integrate into their diets?
Absolutely. That's something that we've been, it's in the works, I guess. We haven't been able to host as many cooking-oriented workshops as we would have liked, but it's something we're going to try to do more of this year.
Yeah, this is only a few years old. What kind of things are you looking toward this year, next year, down the road?
So this year, we've actually started talking with a food pantry in the area. It's happens to be located right across the street from where the growing center's located. So we're hoping to be able to supply them with fresh foods throughout the season, which is something they haven't been able to supply for their attendees or their users. We also are hoping to expand our educational programming into more schools, get more of the kids involved. There's a high school located a little further away that we're going to try to work out the logistics of transportation, but have some sort of a mentorship program integrated and continue to expand on the things we've been doing.
Briefly, Mike, this is in Park Falls. I imagine there are a lot of people listening thinking, yeah, we need that too. What would you suggest to someone to get the ball rolling?
So I think what's been really important has been the collaboration and the grassroots organizing. People who identify a need and talk about really sort of connect over wanting to make change and then working in all ways that they can to try to achieve that change.
Mike, thanks a lot for sharing this with us today.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
That's Mike Geiger, PhD candidate in the Department of Horticulture at UW-Madison. He joined us to talk about the Flambeau River Community Growing Center in Park Falls, where he was the lead UW collaborator. Coming up, many middle-class Americans would be hard-pressed to have money on hand in the case of an emergency. Our guest says no one is really talking about it. We hear from a writer who's trying to shed light on the financial crises facing the American middle class. I'm Rob Ferret. This is Central Time on the Ideas Network.